Yeah, we would be colored, we'd be.
Be white.
Okay, any other names for white people?
Well, there's a white people that they are Jews and Indians and a lot of different nationalities. I guess you would have to be, wouldn't you call white?
Indians are white?
Mm-hmm. They have a little brown on them.
Yeah.
They'll stay out, you know, live out in the open. Maybe the color's a little bit different. But as far as that goes, I'd call them a white.
Yeah. Would you call people from Japan white?
Japanese.
They're white?
Yeah, I'd say so. They have a little different in their face and all.
Yeah.
Talk different, of course, but I guess you'd have to call them as a kind of a white person.
Japanese and Chinese.
Mm-hmm. They'd look a little funny in the eyes and face, but I guess you'd call them a white.
Yeah. What about a child that one parent's white and one of them's colored?
Well, I don't know what you call it. I guess so. It would be mixed. I don't know what you call it. I guess. It would be something that would call it. I know a few. It was raised in this country.
One parent's white and one parent's black?
Mm-hmm.
What did they think of themselves as?
Well, they had to go, most of them did, one was the colored people.
Yeah.
And each time, the ones I'm talking about, their father was wealthy and had a colored woman stay with the cook for him.
Yeah.
And one of them had one child, a boy. One of them had two boys and a girl. And one of them were wealthy men.
Uh-huh.
And one of them sent his kids off and he had to go to school. They couldn't let them go to white school in this country. You know?
Yeah.
And sent two of them over, one went off. And the girl married some wop or something white. She was pretty good and as you ever looked at.
She married a what?
She married a white fella. It's a wop or something like that.
What's
in
that?
North, a farmer. Some kind of
guy.
I don't know what they call them wop. They come from a foreign country.
Yeah.
She was a good looking girl, and this other brotherhood was smart as a whip too. And this Fred child he had wasn't too smart, but he was a good boy. There was a better boy.
Yeah.
But this other guy did everything well and busted them all to pieces. And spent every bit of money marrying. And this boy wasn't too smart. His daddy gave him a home and never could be took away from him. And his sister here went in and got all in debt for the mother, had a mother out there that was her, I know, somewhere or another. And she died. She put in for a lot of expenses and they didn't have it. And so this come back in and sold this old brother's farm to get the money to pay those expenses. I heard me what I have seen happen. It's a shame that the poor boy had to give up to her, let her sell his farm and the daddy give to him to never be mortgaged, sold, or nothing. And he got a little old shack went up a bit out of Son bought a little old shack. He's a big old two-room thing. Lives in. Night watching up on the shoe plant between him and Lewisburg. He make a good living watching.
Yeah.
Night watching. You don't know how many of these one of the best boys I ever knew grew up with. But it's right funny. They said they didn't know what they were called. They didn't know what they would be called. That's right. And I told you I don't know what to call them. I don't. They said the white people didn't want them, the colored people didn't want them.
Yeah.
Neither one of them wanted them with them.